This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 18 Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather in Israel is pleasant today. Bright and sunny skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, with a gentle breeze keeping temperatures comfortable. In Haifa, expect slightly cooler conditions, perfect for a day outdoors. Meanwhile, in Eilut, the sun is shining brightly, making it ideal for beachgoers. Here are today's headlines. First, Damascus blames Israel for overnight airstrikes on a military airport in northwest Syria. This is according to a report from Times of Israel just under an hour ago. Also, five Thai workers were wounded by an old munition near the Lebanon border earlier today. Ynet reports that the blast occurred near Matula, with police warning about unexploded ordnance. Also this hour, the IDF has discovered possible belongings of a soldier missing since the 1982 battle in Lebanon. JNS reported this development less than an hour ago. Separately, Ben Caspit from Maariv notes the absence of women and security experts in Netanyahu's party following the primaries. And finally, I-24 News reports that a Syrian court has sentenced the cousin of the ousted Syrian ruler al-Assad to death. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English posted minutes ago about Qatar's foreign ministry spokesperson discussing mediation efforts related to the Strait of Hormuz. Raylan Givens shared earlier today that Senator Darlene Graham reassured Fox News of her support for Israel. Noga Tarnopolsky highlighted discussions surrounding Jared Kushner's visit to Jerusalem and the situation in Gaza in her recent post. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the alleged Israeli airstrikes in Syria. The Times of Israel reports that the target was a military airport in northwest Syria, used as a training center. Damascus claims no casualties, but the strike did cause material damage. This action underscores ongoing regional tensions, with Israel often targeting Iranian-linked sites in Syria. Turning to the incident near the Lebanon border. Earlier today, Ynet detailed how five Thai workers were injured by an explosion from old munitions. This occurred near Matula, a sensitive area with a history of conflict. The incident serves as a stark reminder of the dangers posed by unexploded ordnance in border regions. Meanwhile, the IDF's find in Lebanon has historical significance. JNS reports the discovery of items likely belonging to Maja Yehuda Katz, missing since 1982. This reignites hopes of closure for families of soldiers lost during the Battle of Sultan Yaqub. The discovery may also influence ongoing negotiations for the return of remains. Separately, Netanyahu's recent political maneuvers are under scrutiny. Ben Caspit from Maariv criticizes the lack of diversity and expertise in the party's leadership. Netanyahu's influence remains strong, but the absence of key figures could impact policy formation and party dynamics. Finally, I-24 News sheds light on a legal decision in Syria. The death sentence for a cousin of the former ruler al-Assad reflects the regime's brutal approach to internal dissent. Such actions may further isolate Syria on the international stage. Turning to business and markets. First, Bank Leumi is taking legal action against Meta, as reported by Israel Hayom Business. The bank is suing for 26 million shekels, alleging that Meta's platforms facilitate scams. Separately, another report from Katek provides details on the lawsuit, revealing claims of fraudulent ads impersonating the bank. Bank Leumi highlights customer losses of $200,000 due to these scams. And finally, Globes reports on Israel's elderly workforce. The country boasts one of the highest employment rates among the elderly in the OECD, with significant participation from those over 65. Heal it. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.